time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God.
Welcome to our service on this, the 10th Sunday after Trinity, in the parishes of Harton and Cleedon Park.
Lord, hear my prayer, and in your faithfulness heed my supplications. Answer me in your righteousness. Grace and peace to you from God.
May he fill us with truth and joy.
We come together as the family of God, to offer him praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive his holy word, and to bring before him the needs of the world. Let us pray. Lord, direct our thoughts, teach us to pray, lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God our Father, we come to you in sorrow for those things we have thought, said, and done, which separate us from you and from one another. You love us, but we find it hard to love others. Lord, have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
You hear us when we cry for help, but we ignore the cries of others. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You forgive us, but we bear grudges against each other. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Rejoice in the rock of our salvation. Come into his presence with thanksgiving. Raise the rafters with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The Lord is our God, and we are his, the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his flock. The Collect of the Day. Let your merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions, make them to ask such things as will please you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him, and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbours, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labour and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you are marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Glory. to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him, because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Good morning, or maybe good evening. The gospel today seems to be almost shouting at me that people change. Scouring the World Wide Web before writing, looking to see how wide of the mark I was, brought a surprising result. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. To me, that's pretty straightforward. I know Jesus isn't talking about food and water, he's talking in metaphor. I know it means that spiritually, I'll never be hungry or thirsty. I'll never want. He'll be my shadow, if you like. On my shoulder, he'll have my back. I've mentioned before about the immense support I've received over the years. I've mentioned the footsteps in the sand, two pairs to one, and then two again. I know and feel the presence of him, and through him, God. I wonder if that's easier for me, because I wasn't there at the time John is talking about in today's gospel. I haven't known Jesus as anything other than Jesus who gave his life for me. Perhaps it was difficult for those listening to Jesus at the time to reconcile two things. One, that here was a man saying, I am the bread of life, God is my Father. And the other being that Jesus was the son of Joseph and Mary. The thing is, and it's sometimes awkward, but people change. And it's hard sometimes for others to acknowledge and accept the change. For some reason, we want to believe that people don't change much. Maybe it's because it's scary when someone we've counted on to be a particular way is suddenly no longer that way. We can no longer rely upon them to remain them, if you like, static. It throws us. So we pretend that they're the same, resisting acknowledging that they're a new person, with new interests, values and behaviours. Maybe we just don't like the change because it shines a spotlight about on things about ourselves that we know we ought to change, but we don't. If Jesus can become someone his old friends and family hardly recognise, then we can too. We can change the things about ourselves that will haunt us when old friends remind us of who we used to be. We can become the person God has created us to be, but only when we work at it, when we accept the changes within ourselves, when we accept that others can change, and when we can stand up and be counted, be genuinely, authentically ourselves, even when others refuse to see it or accept it. I do wonder if that's what we're being challenged to think about in the gospel today. Not that we go looking for change within ourselves, but to be more accepting and thoughtful and open to change in others. People change. It can sometimes be challenging to see it and accept it.
God calls us to peace. In God's justice is our peace. Christ calls us to be God's people. In Christ is our peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Lord, teach me to be generous. Teach me to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heal the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labour and not to ask for reward, save that of knowing that I do your will. Amen.
Let us pray. To our Heavenly Father, trusting not in ourselves, but in his mercy. We pray for a constant renewal in the Church, for a ceaseless deepening of love and of thankfulness. Loving Father, teach us your ways. We pray for the world in which we live, for more tolerance and forgiveness among its people, for more understanding and less fear, for more friendship and less bitterness. Loving Father, teach us your ways. We pray for all who hate, for all who seek revenge, for all who refuse to forgive, that love may transform their hearts and minds. Loving Father, teach us your ways. We pray for the people around us here, that being open to the grace of God, our community may be more deeply filled with his Spirit of outgoing love. Loving Father, teach us your ways. In the silence of God's attentive love, we name those we know who are in particular need. Loving Father, teach us your ways. In the knowledge of your consolation and your strength, we pray for those who grieve, those who will die this day and this night, those who mourn them. We pray for those who watch and wait and weep. And we pray for those who remember loved ones gone before to join God's banquet. Remembering this week, Michael Coulson and Jeff Bruce. Teach us to trust in your promises and to follow in their footsteps. Loving Father, teach us your ways. God our Father, in our weakness, may we rely on your constant and almighty strength as we ask you to hear our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
And together we join in the words our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Kindle in our hearts, O God, the flame of love which never ceases, that it may burn in us, giving light to others. May we shine forever in your temple, set on fire with your eternal light. Amen. Though many, we are one body in Christ.
We belong to one another.
By God's grace, we have different gifts. We will use them in faith. Rejoice in hope. Stand firm in trouble. Be constant in prayer. Filled with his Spirit, we will serve the Lord. Eternal giver of love and life, your Son Jesus Christ has sent us into all the world to preach the gospel of his kingdom. Confirm us in this mission and help us to live the good news that we proclaim, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And all these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore. Still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on a cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion sing salvation. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are all white in the world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on a cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hills salvation comes. Riding on a cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. There is no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on a cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion.